Over here, sir. Sir. Come. We have so many women to choose from inside. Come on, sir. Come on. Come, let me show you. We have women from all across the Federation. Would you like to see our ladies? They're waiting for you. Come on, sir. A look won't hurt, would it? Okay. Can I get you a drink or anything before I start introducing you to our ladies? No? This is your first time here on leave, isn't it? I can always tell a newbie. Well, let's see. Perhaps here. Yes. Good eye. What are you? Cadet? Okay. Well, cadet, these are indeed some of our Orion ladies. Most beautiful green skin you'll find around. Yes, they are lovely, and yes, they are good at dancing. No, they don't use their pheromones here. They're just here to make some money. Yes, they are quite beautiful, but I'm sensing no. Not quite what you're thinking? Perhaps something a bit more fiery. Come with me. Yes. Here we have... Avaste. I know it is a beautiful name, isn't it, sir? She's a Romulan. Bit more fiery, bit more impassioned. You know, if you're feeling like being submissive on your days at leave. They do a beautiful job, sir. And Avaste in particular. No? Perhaps a Tholian? Oh, no. No, not for you. Not today. Oh, okay, sir. I mean, we have something for almost every taste. Like I said, we are well known across the Federation for our diversity. We have Gorn women. They're a bit more expensive, but we do have a few Ferengi. No? Cardassian. There's a few Vulcan women here. No? Perhaps you like someone a little stronger. Perhaps a Klingon? No? Sir, I'm not sure. I can't just find you exactly what you want. What's that? You know, it's an interesting choice to come here, sir. I mean, after all, we have women in here with many, many different skills and many unique attributes, and you just want a human? We have Earth women here, of course, but, what are you thinking? I mean, we have blonde and brunette and tall, short, fat, thin. Like me. Like me, but younger? Sir, we only engage in legal trade. How young are you thinking? Oh, not younger, so like me. Exactly like me. Me. It has been a long time. A very long time since I, engaged in trade. I think perhaps we could work something out. So, why don't you come in this room and, I'll be back shortly if you'd like to get ready. I'd suggest you get undressed first. I'll be back in just a couple minutes, okay, sir? Get comfortable. Well, don't you look comfortable, sir? So, like I said, it's been a while since I've been in this role, but I think we can get started, okay, if you do. First off, I do think we're gonna have to get that Starfleet outfit off of you. Lie back and let me do it. My, what a chest and thighs. Such nice, thick, muscular thighs you have, sir. You must do plenty of running on the ship. Just relax, lay back, and let me undress you. My, that is a lovely bulge you're growing. It's always good to see that one can still have that effect on the young cadets. A few years out, at least. Oh, sir. That is such a wonderful, big, hard bulge. Let me release it for you. Leaking so early, sir. How would you like me to start? With my hands? Or perhaps my mouth? Ooh. How about my breasts? They are big, aren't they, sir? Nice and firm, too. Would you like it if I slipped your nice, leaking cock in between them? There we go, sir. That's right. Fuck my tits first. Oh, I love seeing the head of your cock poke out from between them. You can thrust into them as hard as you want. Maybe I'll even catch the tip in my mouth. Slow down a little, cadet. You paid for plenty of time. That's right. Warm yourself up. You know, a man's cock is such a beautiful thing. All the veins and ridges running through it, leading up to that lovely head. Now that you've warmed up, what do you say? Are you ready for me to climb on? I think I remember how to do this. It's just like riding a bike, isn't it? you know. Tab A goes in slot B. Let's see if I can get that lovely large cock of yours in me. Oh my. Oh. Mmm. There. I think that's all of you. Oh my. Being filled up by such a young man. Such a nice large cock. One of the best parts of this job. Now, cadet, I need you to do me a favor. As I start to ride you, I'm going to need you to come in me. See, it's a little low on good men in this area. And well, you look like perfect breeding stock. Oh, God. I want your young cum to help me have a baby, you see. I got out of the job and became madame so I could perhaps have a child, and it's been such a long time since we've had a good young man in here. Oh, and once I saw how shy and hesitant you were about our girls, I thought, I think he could want me, and I think I could get him to put his cum in me, and maybe, get me pregnant, with a nice, strong child. And cadet, you look perfect for it. So, cadet, what I'm gonna need you to do is to come in me. I need your semen inside of my womb. Stay down, cadet. Stay down and let me ride you until your cock spews in me. Doesn't my pussy feel good, cadet, after all that time on the ship? Oh, yes. Oh, be a good boy, cadet. Be a good boy and give me your cum. Cadet, are you gonna come for me now? I need you to come in me, cadet. Oh, I need you to. I need you to come. Oh, I need your semen. Oh, I need it in me. Oh, give me your cum. Give me your cum, cadet. Impregnate me. Oh, I need your child. Give it to me. Oh, cadet, give me your cum. Yes, that's a good boy, cadet. I can feel it inside me. Oh, so warm and wet. It's been so long since I've had a man's cum in me. Look, cadet. Watch as I pull myself off your cock. Do you see all that cum in there? Do you see that child that you've given me? I hope you feel you got your money's worth for that. I'll leave you here to clean up, sir, and I'm gonna go lay down and see what happens. Perhaps next time you dock here, you'll see a familiar face. Have a wonderful evening, sir. And please, do come again.